ABC Radio Australia.
A documentary on family violence in Papua New Guinea has highlighted the dramatic impact of the abuse on both the victims and perpetrators. Now, the film Wounded Warriors is set in a rural village in PNG's central province, focusing on intergenerational trauma and the efforts taken by a young man to break the cycle. The project was an initiative by the PNG Women's Association of Victoria under a state-funded campaign called Not Our Culture. The documentary had its premiere in Melbourne last week, and ABC's Caroline Tiraman spoke with the film's executive producer, Michelin Herbs.
First of all, the organisation, the Papua New Guinean Women's Association of Victoria, just started from a group of women in Melbourne just thinking about what they could do for each other. They noticed that a lot of other communities in Melbourne had their own organisations for women to get together and just take initiative to, I guess, promote their own culture within their families and support each other. And so they started this organization just about 4 years ago. So still a very young grassroots organization. And in that time, just about 2-3 years ago, I joined the organization. And at that time, I had been doing a lot of research around family violence, gender-based violence, and particularly within the Papua New Guinean community and back home in Papua New Guinea, the prevalence of violence against women. And so we took the opportunity to apply for one of the funding that was coming out from the Victorian government, particularly for the prevention of family violence within multicultural communities. And thankfully, we were successful at attaining that grant. And so we then launched our project, which is the Family Violence and Gender Equality Project. And so within that project, we have the social media campaign, which we called It's Not Our Culture. And so that was really where we tried to change the narrative, where we noticed that within communities, they would normalize the use of family violence by saying, well, it's just our culture. And so no one really questioned the behavior. It was basically a way of condoning and accepting the occurrence of family violence. And so we thought there's power in language, and if we can shift the language, we can perhaps try to change the mindset of people normalizing the use of family violence. And so that's why we started the campaign, It's Not Our Culture, and particularly using storytelling. We found that as Melanesians, culturally, we've passed down our cultures generation after generation through storytelling, and we thought the most effective way that we could reach our community would be through storytelling.
The story involves people from a village in Papua New Guinea's central province. Could you tell us about their involvement?
Yes. Initially, we were planning on filming the entire film in Melbourne, but then we thought it would have a greater impact if we could put it in a typical kind of background, like a village in Papua New Guinea, because that was relatable to our people and our communities. So thankfully, the film crew had the opportunity to go back to the village and, yeah, create the story there. And I guess it was more about really connecting to every Papua New Guinean from a place of their heart, from something that connects to their heart. And that's why we chose to go back to the village, just to create that connection.
In that film, the story talks about the perpetrators and the victims, but the victim, who was mainly a woman and also a member of the LGBTQ community, but the perpetrator was himself a victim from his father and his grandfather and great-grandfather. So the story doesn't just start with the young person, is it?
Yes, exactly. And that's the thing that I guess we miss, or we don't realize about the occurrence of family violence, is that often it's actually something that's intergenerational. And a lot of research today indicates that whether you become a perpetrator of family violence or a victim of family violence, it's usually something that you've experienced or you've been subjected to as a child that eventually leads people to somehow either eventually in their adult life become perpetrators or victims. And so that's where we really wanted to show the impacts of intergenerational trauma. For us to come to a place of healing, we have to kind of step away from just pointing fingers, but realizing realizing that collectively we are victims in some way, shape, or form. Yeah, so that's how, I guess, the perpetrator in the film, we're also able to show his story that he became a perpetrator because of the consequences of intergenerational trauma.
In PNG communities, and I guess the Pacific Island communities, family violence is something that people don't usually talk about. Is that how you see it too?
Yes, yes. It's very taboo to talk about. Despite being normalized, it's kind of like we know it's there and we accept it, but we're not allowed to speak up about it. I think it's when you try to speak up about it or against it, there's just a lot of shame around it. Yeah, so it's like we know it's there, but we don't want to talk about it. And so even us trying to start this project, we did get a lot of backlash from the community, a lot of fears and concerns, and you could feel a sense of shame that although everyone knows it's something very common amongst us, it wasn't something anyone really was prepared to talk about.
You and the other people involved in producing this documentary, are you thinking of taking it to other places in Australia or back in Papua New Guinea, but in Australia to the Pacific community, or what are you planning to do?
Definitely. Our next mission is to go back to Papua New Guinea and screen it around Papua New Guinea, but also we do hope to be able to share it with other communities, other Pacifica communities, and other multicultural groups, because we really feel like our story relates to so many other stories of people of different cultures and ethnicities.
Micheline, amongst the people who attended the screening of Wounded Warrior was Papua New Guinea's High Commissioner to Australia, who was quite emotional watching that documentary.
Yeah, I mean, it was such an honour to have him join us. And I noticed, I mean, from the feedback he gave, I think what he was amazed at is the way we were able to shift perspectives, because normally it's just the victim that's highlighted, or the story of the victim, or the voice of the victim. And I think he was able to experience through the film the way that every person is a victim in some way, shape, or form, just like the perpetrator. And I think he's excited to see how this different perspective may help us in countering the prevalence of family violence back in PNG.
And that's executive producer for The Wounded Warrior, Micheline Erbs, speaking there to ABC's Caroline Terriman. Now, if anything from the story has caused you to need help with issues of family or domestic violence, please get in touch with your local helpline or police. But here are some numbers if you are in PNG. The number is 7150 8000. That's 7150 8000. If you're in Fiji, the helpline is 1560. In Solomon Islands, it's 132. And in Vanuatu, it is 161.